It is the weekday wake up on the SBI Radio Network, Swift 98 and The Spur. Let's head into this hour's guest interview segment. And I'm speaking with Kim Detai from the Wyoming Department of Health, spokesperson for the Wyoming Department of Health. Hey, Kim, thanks so much for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
Okay, no problem.
Well, let's start by talking about the COVID-19 dashboard, and would like to start there just because of the way that it's laid out. And of course, there have been a surge, if you will, in new cases across the state, specifically on this end in southwest Wyoming in the Uinta County area. And the new cases is still in the back into the red concerning category, but the percentage of positive tests is in the green improving category. And Kim, I was wondering if you could walk us through those two categories, because testing obviously has increased and there are more positive cases. So what is the correlation between the amount of testing that's being done and the new cases that are coming in?
We have more than one thing going on, and yes, indeed, we are doing more testing than we were in the first early months, early weeks of this pandemic, and that's really a good thing that we can test more, because when it's more available, that means we can identify those cases, we can follow up on them, and we can hopefully prevent outbreaks from spreading really too far through communities and overwhelming perhaps our healthcare systems. That's really one of our main goals. So we do track more than one thing. Obviously, we do pay attention to how many new cases we have. We look at when the symptoms, we have ways to monitor when those are identified by the lab testing, when the people identify that their symptoms began. So we do track the cases, we do track the probable cases, we do track the recoveries as well. But we look at more. We look at the total picture, and one of those, one of the factors that we're examining is the percentage of positives. If you have a number that's really high, that tells you that overall, maybe you have a very high disease burden in your area, so that's a concern. It also can maybe tell you that you're not testing enough, that you're more likely to be testing the sickest people, and perhaps for example, if someone's in the hospital because of coronavirus, they're definitely going to get tested. So, we want that number to be low for more than one reason. We're watching the case counts, but that's not the only thing. We're looking at the total picture here.
So, Kim, I hear a lot of time comparisons between the tests that have been done in the past couple weeks and the total number of confirmed cases. And people will compare that to, say, early April and say, this is the same amount of cases we've had, since this time, and the case counts are the same. Is that a fair comparison? Or do you think because there is so much more testing, maybe that's not the way to look at it?
We want people to look at it in more than one way, I think, is the takeaway there. Because that's what we're doing. We're looking at that percentage of positives. We're looking at the totals. We're looking at outbreaks and following up on those. We are doing more testing, but every one of those cases that we list is a real case. It's a real infection that we need to follow up on. Increased testing is good for everyone because it does help us put those tools to work that we have. We can find out who someone was in contact with. We can use our tools like isolation and quarantine orders. We can kind of hopefully keep things from spreading like a big spider web across an area.
We're talking with Kim Detai, spokesperson for the Wyoming Department of Health. And Kim, a press release was sent out yesterday from the Department of Health. And yesterday was the day that Wyoming exceeded 1,000 lab-confirmed cases of COVID-19 across the state. 1,016 is what the press release said. And encouraging people to continue with social distancing and the face masks. So where is COVID-19 now then, as you look at the whole picture like you've been talking about? Are things still improving? Are things still on the upside? We talked a while ago about when the peak was going to happen. And well, that's according to the models at the time in, May or whatever it was. That's been long exceeded. And so are things still improving in the state of Wyoming despite the increase in numbers?
I think that we have a mixed picture, and I think that's to be expected. We expected all along that we would continue to see new cases, and that's happening. But we also think we're in a better position as a state to respond to the cases, both because we can identify them through the testing and then we can follow up. Perhaps our healthcare system knows a little bit more about what to expect. Our goal is to slow and limit the spread of the disease so we can keep our communities, our healthcare system, our families, our neighbors, for being overwhelmed. So it's a mixed bag. We don't know when, if we've reached or passed a peak yet, or if there's going to be peaks to come. We're not going to predict highs and lows necessarily, but we know that it's not gone away. That our situation with COVID-19 is continuing, and we expect it will for some time.
Kim, of course, as we head into the summer months, this was also discussed in the press release that was sent out yesterday. And, of course, summertime activities, especially with the 4th of July coming up next weekend, people want to be outside, want to be in groups. And the department, again, emphasizing the recommendation to wear face masks and stay 6 feet apart from those without your own household. So, What is the concern level that people should have if they're following the guidelines? Should people be concerned about contracting this virus, or should people feel pretty comfortable about going out and doing group activities like the 4th of July?
We want people to go outside. We want people to have healthy fun. So what they need to do is just take some simple precautions. Keep your distance between family groups. It's 6 feet. It's not a mile. It's really just a few feet. And then when you are in those situations where it's difficult to stay apart, a simple cloth face covering can really help slow the transmission in groups. And so that's something that we are recommending.
Kim Detai with the Wyoming Department of Health. Kim, thanks so much for your time again this morning. Anything we missed about the current status of COVID-19 across the state of Wyoming you would feel is important to touch on?
We just want people to know that it's not done. Again, like I said, there are some things that are encouraging. We are in a better position than we were. We know more than we did a few months ago. A lot of the decisions that were made earlier were because this was a new disease that we needed to learn some more about. So now we know some more, and that's going to help us all out.
Kim Detai, spokesperson for the Wyoming Department of Health. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on the SVI Radio Network.